Hal Banyan, Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. program with, once again, Meredith Locker. Hey, if you guys are watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right down there below this video are the links to the previous episodes and other text links and graphics that just make this all around better and more informative experience for you. Let me tell you about Meredith. She's a one percenter, which means the best of the best. We call them hypno one percenters, as a matter of fact. She's got a master's degree in psychology. She has her own practice in Los Angeles. If I had friends and family in that area, and gosh, who doesn't, right? You should send them to Meredith, and she's going to get them all straightened out for you. Wouldn't that be nice to have your friends and family members all straightened out? Well, Meredith's the gal that can do it, and she'll do it in a professional and caring way. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great. And you know, the only reason I can straighten out anyone's friends and family is because of Cal. I don't know if you guys realize this, but the only reason that I'm really, really helping people is because I use 5PATH. And Cal Banyan is the developer of 5PATH. He was a traditional psychotherapist and kind of came out of that field, brought some of the best of that into the hypnosis field, developed 5PATH, brought to us 7PATH self-hypnosis, wrote a bunch of books, developed a bunch of products, taught a bunch of people. He keeps on going, and he's just an all-around good guy. He works here out of the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, where we're filming today. And, you know, it's just so good to get to work with you and to get to know you. And thank you, Cal, for everything that you've done for me and for the profession.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be here. Hey, you know, it's so cool that I think one of the most satisfying things for me is, you know, I teach the classes and I make the materials, and to see people like yourself going out there utilizing it, and particularly people like you and Celeste Hackett, L. Ron Ferguson, and so many others that are really getting it, that are becoming hypno one percenters, best of the best in the profession. So few hypnotists, consulting hypnotists or hypnotherapists or whatever you want to call them, really get it at this level that we're putting out, even in these podcasts. And, you know, I had someone say, well, you know, you don't really cover 100% of how to do age regression or forgiveness of others. You got to think of these as kind of like journal articles or magazine articles. In this 20-minute format, we're just not going to be able to cover everything that we would in days of a class. And so, you know, we're just doing the best we can with what we got. We've got about a 20, 25 minutes, and we strive to give you some nuggets that right after you watch this video, next time you go into your office, you've got something that you can use to help people, no matter where you are around the world. So what are we doing today?
Well, this is the fifth of a series of five. So if you've somehow stumbled over this podcast before listening to the other ones, please go back to podcast number 195. If you're watching this on calbanyan.com, right down there are going to be the links to connect you with podcast 195, 96, 97, 98, and then here we are, 199, almost the 200th episode. And we're really excited about that. That will be next time, and there will be three of us filming that together, L. Ron, myself, and Cal doing it together. That'll be interesting. I'm convinced I'm not going to get a word in edgewise, but we'll see how that goes. But today we're doing a continuation of forgiveness of others work, and we're going to get into some details about that. I'm going to, in a moment, give Cal a chance to, you know, make any announcements that he might have. But I also have one of my own. I am collecting what if questions for those of you who have been enjoying the Banyan Online Supervision Series. The recordings that Cal did as kind of an externship program to help all of us after we've graduated as 5PATHers and we're out in the field to understand the information in a more advanced and in a deeper way. And he covered 116 what-ifs in my very favorite volume of the Bolsom Supervision Series, and I am collecting more because I know there are a lot more than 116. 116 what ifs, different experiences that we've kind of come up with as we've been working with clients. And I'm talking about in the first phase, in the second phase, in the third phase, in the fourth phase, in the fifth, and then maybe just kind of extra things. So anything and everything, go ahead and send them to me at meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, or you can post them on the Ask Cal group at ourhypnospace.com. But I'm going to go ahead and pause and let Cal make any announcements, and then we'll get into the material for today, more about foo.
Hey, I've just decided that what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link down there to episode 100, and I'm going to put a link to episode number 1, which is actually an audio episode, and then I'm going to dig around and find out which is my very first video episode, and I'll put a link to it too. So then when we do our 200th episode, you could hold us accountable to see if we're getting better or not. Oh, gosh. Why do I do this stuff to myself? Hey, so what are we doing now?
Well, I've got some more questions
I know. You gave me a hint. I should, once again, if you've been watching the episodes, solid gold weekend. Be there or be a hypno square. Let me tell you what. All the big names, they're going to be there. I'm going to be there, and even the best, you got to be there. And you know what? Why? Because we got to support this being in California. We can't have it always on the in Las Vegas. Come on. Or only go to the convention on the East Coast. We got to get this hypno vibe going here in California. And Anaheim's a good place to do it. All the action happens there. While you're here, you can go to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, Universal, whatever that is, Studios. Do it. Go to the beach. Go to Huntington Beach. If you're not from Los Angeles, or I mean Anaheim, then you know what? Come on down. We're going to have a great time. Commercial over.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great restaurants in Anaheim now. They've been really building it up.
Oh, give us like one or two of your favorite restaurants in Anaheim.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, kind of put you on the spot there, didn't
I? You put me on the spot because I can't, like, off the top of my head think. I think that they put a Morton's there, and I do enjoy Morton's every once in a while if you want the fine dining experience. And then kind of a fun place to go that I know that they just recently put there is that Bubba Gump's fish whatever factory or shrimp factory. I'm sorry, it's not fish, it's shrimp. And that's kind of a fun family place to go. I like the way that they decorate the place. It's kind of fun. So there you go. There's a couple.
Hey, if you think any more, let us know. We'll put some links down below here on this episode, and people can check them out.
Perfect. So getting right into the material, if you don't have anything else, Cal?
Done.
Okay. This is interesting. So in forgiveness of others, there is a certain point in the process where we're encouraging the offender that is talking, of course, through the client. The client is in the shoes of the offender, and we're encouraging that person to say that they're sorry. But sometimes offenders aren't sorry. And so speaking through the client, sometimes they are just saying, I'm not sorry. And, you know, Cal kind of has a backup plan to that. And so, you know, if they're not sorry and they're not willing to apologize, and I hope I don't butcher this, Cal, because I've never had to kind of present in verbal form this material, but kind of the backup plan would be to then have the offender go to their day of judgment, where they are having to review their life, if you will, and, you know, kind of feeling how it feels to have done all of the wrong in their life, and then kind of seeing if they're sorry. And if that doesn't work, kind of sending them to hell and seeing if that works. And sometimes we have clients who don't believe in life before or after, you know, these lives. And sometimes they don't believe in something like judgment. And so then if someone doesn't have any kind of spiritual belief of any kind, what would you do with a situation where the offender doesn't want to say, I'm sorry? How would you handle that, Cal?
Well, you know, I got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. This is why I always get forgiveness. I tell you what, I don't want to offend anybody, but I always get forgiveness. I know earlier on in my career, there was probably two times where I only got 50% forgiveness. But even in that case, the person who forgave 50% was 100% off, better off than when I first got a hold of them. So, plan A. Forgiveness of others. We put them in that other chair. We beat the pillow. We do whatever needs to be done to get that anger lowered down so that we can do the 10 keys to forgiveness so that they can start using logic and insight and get that forgiveness accomplished. And we have, after we get the 10 keys done, where they find out, and in a previous episode we talked about this in more detail, like why the defender acted that way, that they wish they could have done something different, if they were sorry or not, and so on. Now, so then finally we go, so, and I'm talking to the offender. Now, one of the coolest things about this whole thing, holodeck of the mind, right? Heard me talk about that before. My client has now just... we're in that process where they've hit the pillow and they've just released all this anger as much as they can. And by the way, that in of itself is useless, because if you don't go in and find out what, if you don't go in and neutralize the cause of the problem, okay, then the anger will come back. Just beating the pillow or whatever you did to get that expressed, it does not give you long-term results. Okay, so the person has expressed all that anger and they've said what they need to say, and then we go, good, follow my instructions instantly, automatically. Be, boom, and we say whoever it is in the chair, be mom, be your uncle, be your ex-husband, whoever it is, and then they hallucinate being that person. And we're going to use the 10 keys of forgiveness with them, helping them, the client, have insight into why they behaved in such a terrible way. Then once that's done, we're going to have the offender after say, please forgive me, because we've made such a good case that the person should now be able to move on. Okay. Now, and in the vast majority of cases, I would say well over or approaching, and that 90%, that's all I need to do. And they'll say, please forgive me, and then we can have the client do the forgiveness. Now, once in a while, you'll run into the non-cooperative offender. Now, when I first started doing this stuff, and the offender was being non-cooperative, I'm thinking, why is my client being so uncooperative? And then it dawned on me, fortunately early in my career, that it wasn't my client being uncooperative. What they were, there was a perfectly cooperative client, but they're hallucinating being a very uncooperative individual, the offender. So what we need, they might say, the heck with you, I don't care if she suffers. I'm not going to play this silly little game of forgiveness or whatever. And then what we can do is we can do plan B. And, you know, my intent is not to teach completely how to do all this stuff in this short period of time. But what I did is I borrowed a process that I read about in a book called Saved by the Light, and I believe the author's Danian Brinkley, and he was a very bad person who had a near-death experience, and which changed him. And while he was dead, what happened was he, in his words, paraphrasing, he was put before the one being in his life that had the right to judge him, and for him that was God. And it was worse than that, because he got to see his entire life go before his eyes. But it was worse than that, because it was right in front of that one being that has a right to judge him. But it's worse than that. He got to feel all the pain that ever that he caused in anyone else's life. So it was just terrible. And in that moment, he wished he would have done things differently, which then turned that individual into, if it was my client, and I did all that, see, what I do with the offender, when the offender says, gosh, I don't want to play your silly game, I don't want to do forgiveness, then I can send him to be in front of the one being that my client believes has the right to judge the offender. And I have to work within the belief system. And what, this is not my first session with the client. This is going to be, you know, two or three and sometimes more sessions down. And during that period of time, I'm going to be finding out about their belief system from the very intake paperwork that I have. I ask them about their spiritual orientation and stuff like that. So working within the belief system of my client, I will kill off the offender. And I will do that by simply saying to the uncooperative offender, in a moment, count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, you move to the last day of your life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your body's passing away, and there you are in front of the one being that has the right to judge you. Now, if my client has a belief in a judgment day, then I'm going to have them experience their judgment day, and I'm going to run through the scenario that Daniel Brinkley went through. And as a result, guess what? Plan B is very good, and it tends to get them to say, I could say, boy, it'd be nice if you knew then what you know now. Isn't that right? And they go, oh, yeah. You sorry that you behaved that way? Yes. And now I'm into the 10 keys to forgiveness. I say, how come you turned out to be so bad? And now I uncover the insight as to why they were so bad. And now what we're doing is we're actually got them into the cooperative state so that I can use the 10 keys to forgiveness. Okay. Now, that's plan B. Plan C is the person could still be non-cooperative. You put them in front of God or whoever it is that they believe, or my client believes has a right to judge the offender, and they'll say, screw you. I've always been bad. I knew there was no saving me. I don't care about you. I don't care about my daughter or whoever the client is. I've always known I was going to go to hell. I'm not going to start working with pretending I cared now. Good. So this is plan C. If my client has a concept of hell, then I will send the offender to hell. Now, this sends a message to my client that, guess what? We're working with anger, and anger comes from the perception of not fair. And if they get their just reward by going to hell, that makes it a lot easier to forgive them because it greatly reduces the anger. And in either case, whether they believe in hell or not, what I will do is I can make this statement. So this plan for plan C, send them to hell, or plan D, my client doesn't believe in a hell or an afterlife, but the offender was non-compliant. And we will just say, okay, we're done with you. And I will turn to my client and say, it's a good thing that this individual, this offensive, hurtful individual, doesn't have to say just the right things so that you can forgive that individual and set yourself free. This is not for him or her. This is for you. Would you like to be free of all the pain that that individual has caused you? And they go, yes, good. Inside you are the words that need to be said to set yourself free forever. And it starts off with, I forgive you. And so we can get the forgiveness process going that way. Plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan D. How's that? You got anything else you want to add?
Yeah, so, you know, you pretty much go through all of that no matter what the belief system is of the client. You don't leapfrog over some of it based on the belief system?
I don't know what you mean.
So if the client doesn't actually believe in hell or believe in judgment or believe in anything after this, if they believe we just fade into dust, then you still go through all of those parts of your plan?
Well, I wouldn't put them in front of a judge, and I wouldn't send them to hell. If I knew that they didn't believe, then I would, just as you're saying, I would, quote, leapfrog over all that and just go to saying that it's a good thing, you know, given that it's an uncooperative offender, I would just shut them up, say, we're done with you, leave the room or whatever it is. And I say, what's important is that you say the words inside of yourself that makes this forgiveness complete and sets yourself free.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Good job. Wow. You need to take a deep breath? We're ready for our last question, and this one's a fun one. You ready, Cal?
Well, it's about time.
I know. None of this has been fun up till now, but now it's getting really fun.
Oh, God, it was so boring.
I'm sure it's all boring for you. I mean, how many times have you said this?
You know, I just say the same stuff over and over, and whenever I look out my door, there's Elrond listening. There he is. I see him out there right now. He's taking notes. He's a very smart guy.
He is. He's always working to be even the top of the one percenters, right? All right, so let's get into something else. So this was posted recently.
Poor Elrond, you know, he's watching us do these podcasts, and I know he's just feeling all left out. I'll have him open the door and say hello. He's going into your room. I meant for him to go into my room.
What does that say about Elrond and your relationship with him, Cal? What? Who's here?
Oh, my God. It's you.
It's you.
What are you doing in Cal's office?
Shh. You know, one's supposed to know.
You know, this is the magic office, by the way. I've done some of my best work in here.
It is. It kind of rubs off on you, doesn't it?
I know. Can I just needed to, like, rub the chair. Oh, wow. It's the lucky office. It's amazing.
So now Elrond's going to tell you everything he knows about forgiveness of others.
What? Wait, hold on. I need my script. Oh, no, that's right. I don't use any scripts.
Ooh, he's not.
Right now, everybody is thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen next episode when all three of them are together? Well, it's going to be more organized than whatever you are viewing right now. I'll guarantee you that.
I'll let you guys get back to work.
I hope it is.
Because I have very important work to do myself. Very, very important.
Mwah. Okay, bye. All right, so we're getting into this. Ooh.
Just kidding.
Okay, my timer says 20 minutes. I think we have to wrap it up. We'll have to squeeze in this last forgiveness of others questions in another episode.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we can beat what just happened.
I don't think we can either. And I think we actually do need to give this particular post some time. So, yes, let's wrap it up. Please send me your what-if questions. Totally excited about doing our 200th episode coming up. Please, 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 just take it easy about taking in all this information. You'll get it. Everybody gets it over time. Just keep taking it in piece by piece, using it on your clients, and soon enough you'll find that absolutely it's easy. Just like walking, just like riding a bike, it's not that big of a deal. All right, this is Meredith. My website is yourpathhypnosis.com, and thank you for tuning in. I'm signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Meredith and Elrond. Hey, this is Cal Banyan. Go to hypnosiscenter.com. My schedule is there. Go to hypnosis.org. Lots of cool stuff there. It's like Hypno Disneyland. You can't see everything in one day. And I want you to check out the Learn to Hypnotize video if you are still trying to learn to do rapid inductions, in case you went to one of those schools that only taught you how to do things like progressive relaxation inductions. Oh, my. Hey, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.